Let me ask you a question. Can you imagine what Joshua went through within himself? Will these people accept me? Will they obey me as they obeyed Moses? Or as they didn't really obey Moses? Remember, he was there and experienced all the struggles Moses was having with these people until Moses blew his top. You see, you didn't just come here to receive. You came here to help me get the job done. And you should not position yourself in such a way that you cause me to lose my own destiny. You're here to help me, not hinder me. Yeah, clap louder. We need helpers of destiny. No hindrances. I call it the high cost of loving you. You're so expensive. When you're a rebel, you're very expensive. Whew. Okay. Then, I want to point out one more thing, since my time is gone. Watch. The people, the land that God was telling Joshua to go and claim, God said, the people are greater and mightier than you. I'm showing you our God. You're always the David with a Goliath. Stop expecting to be the Goliath. No, your power is in God. Your power is not in yourself. You're always the David. And the enemy is always the Goliath. Let me read it to you. Deuteronomy 7. So when God is giving him the assignment, you know, you can throw up your hands and say, wait a minute. Huh? Look at it. God said to them, I know it, I can quote it almost verbatim. I'm trying to find it here, but I don't know where it went. But he said, when the Lord thy God shall bring you to the land whither thou goest to possess it, and shall have cast out many nations before thee. Amorites, the Canaanites, Perizzites, and the Gigabites. All the ites. Watch it. He said, seven nations greater and mightier. That's the way God always positions it. They're always greater. They're always mightier. So stop being faint-hearted is by design. Amen. Why does he send us to nations greater than us, mightier than us? So that his glory will shine the brightest. Amen. He goes where the glory is the brightest. That's why I believe that's why we've been this strength. I'm walking on water and doing these amazing things because his glory is shining the brightest. If we were 2,000 members, it would not be a big deal. We have the people. But when you are pushing 300 barely, and you are holding down a jet, paying maintenance, insurance, management fees, gas, pilots, and you go around the United States of America every year, and nobody's stressed out for money. The glory is shining the brightest. So the nations are greater than you. They're mightier than you. But I will cast them out. I will cast them out. See? When enemies who don't understand, they see my confidence. They say, oh, he's so prideful. No, I'm not prideful at all. My covenant is humility. But I'm confident in the Lord my God. And I will not let no turkey talk me out of it. I believe God.
I'm confident in him. And I don't have any plan to change. I told you my faith is all I got. So I'm going to leave it there for today. Hopefully you got what you're looking for. Amen. Glory to God. I got so much more in the text. It would take another one or two Sundays to finish it. Glory to God. But I don't want you to hear them as sermons. I want you to hear them as God's way of doing things. That's how we possess. I will show you step by step next Sunday. Step one, step two, step three, before we reach conquest. It's all delineated. I'll show it to you. And we walk it that way. And I'll be telling you testimonies of resurrection, how we acted on it. And it worked. And it worked. I am so sorry for all those that missed their destiny when the winds were blowing and they thought, oh, he's going down. He ain't going to make it. You can see how down I went. I went up. Up. Up and away. Have you seen the hot air balloon? Every morning, the weather service sends up a balloon. And it keeps going, 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 and they get all the readings. That's how we get what we call in aviation winds aloft. Winds at different altitudes. So when you're about to plan a trip, you use the winds to choose what altitude you're going to fly on. If you get a lot of headwinds, you better stay lower. Because airplane flies, here I go, airplane flies the body of air. So if you have a headwind, even though on the dial you may be doing 400 knots, but if you have a 100 knot headwind, your track over the ground is 300. And it's your track over the ground that determines flight time when you arrive. But watch. But when he's behind you, then you're doing 400 on the dial, and that 100 is pushing you. So now you're doing 500 across the ground. You get there much faster. So we need those wind aloft, you know, indicators to know what altitude we're going to fly on. That's a little aviation there. Because after I told you that, and I was thinking, why did I tell them that? I was talking about the balloons. The balloons, yes. The balloons go up every morning and get those numbers. They have one at Peachtree City Airport that goes up every morning. And then we get those reports. There's something called PIREPs, pilot reports. You get those. And then, you know, people, pilots will fly, and then maybe the weather channel or the weather flight service station did not get that indication, but a pirate will tell you, okay, I was flying at this altitude, this happened. And then you read those things as you plan your trip. That's the same thing the spirit life is like. You read the Bible to find out where all the traps are, amen, to know how to handle these devils, amen, so you can win. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, we started out at this point. He just brought me back to it. He said, now lift your hands and thank me for victory. Hallelujah. He told you to shout amen. Amen. When, yes, when we started out, he said, now if you have victory, you shout that. Now he said, thank me for it. You have it. Not that you're going to have it. You have it. Thank him for the victory. Thank him for the victory. Thank him for the victory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Ah, you can feel that glory settling on us.
The weight of glory. The weight of glory. The weight of glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We celebrate the victory in advance. Before we see anything, we rejoice. Before we hear anything, we celebrate. Hallelujah. We're walking in the glory. We're walking in the power. We're walking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We are walking in glory. We are walking in victory. That's a song that they used to sing years ago. It says, we are to take the country, to possess that land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be on their way to hinder, God will surely give us victory. Only move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side of God. Hallelujah. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side of God. He said, we're able to go and take the country from this Jordan, yeah, to the sea. He said, though the giants may be on their way to hinder, but God will surely give us the victory. Hallelujah. That song came out of this text. Hallelujah. I pray you believe what I'm telling you. Everything we are reading now, that's the way this life under God is structured. Not under Moses. That's why when you're reading in Hebrews, it says, if Jesus, but it was Joshua that he called Jesus. He said, if Jesus has given them rest, he will not speak of another rest. Moses did everything for the children of Israel. Joshua was required to use his faith to get it done. That's why they say we are the Joshua generation. We have to fight for every territory. Nothing is given to you. You have to fight for it. As I told you at the beginning of this message, God said, I reserve these nations so that the generations to come who have not known warfare will taste war. So it is in God's plan that you have to fight. So stop getting depressed. Fight. Fight. Leave you with this punchline. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. But hold it, hold it. Watch the punchline. Lay hold on eternal life. Amen. You notice your fight to win? While you're doing that, you're possessing eternal life. Amen. It's an ambidextral thing. An ambidextral, two hands. You can use both right and left. You see? You're warring over here, but you're possessing eternal life. You quit warring, you're losing. Eternal life is being worked into us as we fight and win. As we fight and win. As we fight and win. I don't care what you bring me, I got a story for you. I've either been through it or I've walked somebody through it. There's nothing new under the sun. The same fight over and over from generation to generation. It is a God requirement. You must fight to enter into him that overcometh. You remember that message? To him that overcometh. When we come to this table, what are we celebrating? His victory. So there's no way we can celebrate his victory and we're losing. Even if you haven't seen the manifestation, declare, hey, I'm standing here in faith. I'm winning this thing. I'm winning it. My confession, I'm winning it. I'm winning it. I'm winning it. And then, so when you commune, it will have power. You're invited to the table as an overcomer. Hallelujah. So they will bring you the bread and wine right now. And then when you finish, then you prove your love to him by your gifts. I bless this bread in Jesus' name. And this wine in Jesus' name. Jesus. Beloved, the word we heard has brought us full circle, face to face, with this bread and this wine. This is the Lord Jesus' victory. He destroyed death and him who had the power of death. He did it by dying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of your victory will call for death for you to win. Hallelujah. Thank God for it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for this bread and wine. We receive it in testimony. We are showing the Lord's death until he comes. Jesus overcame Satan. We are standing here in that victory. We are claiming that victory in our lives, in this church, and in our extended family line. Thank you that generational curses have met their Waterloo in this church. The glory from this altar is bringing every generational curse to naught. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So we receive this bread now and this wine in celebration of what Jesus has done. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Receive it now in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Drink it, and as often as you do it in remembrance of me. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, you show his death until he comes. Hallelujah. Glory. Why is it that every time we commune with him, his glory comes down? Watch, you see it here on the altar. It's time for you to start demanding that same glory will be where you are standing. Hallelujah. If I would throw up my communion cup and the glory falls on the people, hallelujah. It's the same communion cup that you have. Hallelujah. Turn your faith loose. In Jesus' name. Let the glory come down. Hallelujah. Don't you see?
same cup you have.
I can toss it to you if it hits you. See? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now you remember the testimony you gave when you didn't obey when God was telling you to cancel that appointment? You see? Hallelujah. It delays some things, but I bring you grace. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let heaven come. Yeah. Heaven come. Just let her be. Let it finish. Because her not being obedient hindered some things. And God said, go add grace to her so she can push through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where's my cup? Is that it on the ground there? Hallelujah. You should not let what is going on with your children mess up your faith. You need to return to the original blueprint where you believe God, come what may. Fire! Beloved, it's a great way to end this week with all the expressions of God's glory and grace. The God of resurrection touching people where they needed to be touched. I was just sharing with those in the studio years ago watching a preacher do these things, and I always wondered, how does he know who to go to? How does he know even what to say? And today I'm walking freely in it. Not even thinking of it. You just know. It's a supernatural thing. You just know. You look at somebody, boom, you know what to do, what to say. You act it out, boom, God responds. Hallelujah. The Bible says it is the demonstrations of the Holy Spirit and of power. See, the Holy Spirit can be demonstrated. His power can be shown and known. Sometimes I tell people, okay, now you can't hug me. But, you know, we have hard heads. Oh, no, it's okay. And then as soon as they hug me, boom, they go to the ground. And now it's 20, 30 people around them and have to stay on the floor and be sucking up all that bacteria from their feet. I said, don't hug me now. You get hugged all the time. But no. Okay, go right ahead. It's the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Isn't it amazing to you? I threw the communion cup up. Oh, and all my ministers were overcome by the glory of God. I tossed the same cup to people. You know, several people in the congregation, and the power of God touched them. Grace is imparted. That's what a New Testament church will be, or should be. And we're just getting started. We'll get better and do better as we continue to overcome the enemy, win our fights, trusting God for greater. He will do greater. Jesus said, I've gone back to the Father so you can do greater works than I did. But the church doesn't even believe that they can do what Jesus did instead of greater works. But I'm part of the remnant that will do not only what he did, but greater works. It's all, you know, first of all, you have to hear from God. Second, you have to believe what God says, regardless of what you think. And I've been doing this for years. I keep saying what God said, regardless of what's going on, and I keep getting there, and I keep experiencing it. That's what you have to do. Believe what I'm telling you about resurrection grace. Sow into it. Make the confessions I'm telling you to make. Shout the shout of victory, the shout of triumph, as I'm telling you to do.
What do you have to lose? The breakthrough is yours. The miracle is yours. The blessing is yours. What are you waiting on? You've prayed enough. Now put wheels to your prayer. Activate the force of your intercession. Glory to God. Amen. Let me finish with this. Jesus was going back. I don't know if it's Judea or whatever. Wherever Lazarus was, I don't remember now. But what? The disciples are saying, did you sought to stone you? Why are you going there? He said, come on, I have the light of the world is in me. I don't have any issues. There are 12 hours in the day, a man can walk. But let me abbreviate. He got to the tomb of Lazarus. Listen to his prayers. He said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Well, if the Father had heard him, why is Lazarus not resurrected then? Lazarus was still in the grave, but the prayer had been answered. That's what I keep telling you. Your prayers are answered. You prayed. It's how to release it that is what you are lacking, and you don't have the humility to receive what I'm teaching you. And I'm telling you, humble yourself and learn it. I thank you, Father, that you've heard me. So that all these might believe. Watch. He said, Lazarus, come forth. The decree released the answer. The decree manifested what God has already done. But without that calling forth, Lazarus would never have come out of that grave. You've prayed long enough. Release the shout. You've prayed long enough. Release the decree. You prayed long enough. Put the seed in the ground to cause what God has already done to gallop your way and visit you. That's what we're doing. That's what has brought us through every hell and high water we've gone through the years. God is faithful. He will do it for you if you will obey. We love you. God bless you. Come Sunday morning and worship with us. 10 until. Or we'll see you back here Monday morning on The Voice of Resurrection. Be blessed in Jesus' name as you obey and put your seed in the ground. Amen.